You know, sometimes we forget to exercise our God-given authority in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus will turn your situation around. You know, if you want to do a good study about the authority in the name of Jesus, you might get a hold of Dad's book, The Believer's Authority, and then my book, Jesus' Name Above All Names. You know, many people think that God's in control of everything. He's not. If he is, control, you know, stuff's in a mess. You know, with everything you see, you know, wars and violent crimes and road rage and sickness, disease, doubt, unbelief concerning the word of God. People are fearful and tormented. And, and it's true that in the beginning, God was in charge of everything. But when Adam committed sin in the Garden of Eden, the devil became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that Paul says that he's the god of this world. And, when you read what Jesus said, he said the enemy, the thief, the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's why you see somebody asks, well, why you see so much? That's because of he's in control of everything. All he wants to do is steal, kill, and destroy everything that's in his sight. And sometimes we have missed it by saying God is in charge of everything. No, God is in charge of all of those that have submitted themselves to him. And through the name of Jesus, you have the right to do some controlling around your area and your environment. Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now here, Jesus said that he had all authority. Then he turned around and designated that authority to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are born again. See, Jesus said that those that believe can do mighty things in his name. Of course, we know Mark 16:17-18, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, I want you to notice that it says all of these things are in the name of Jesus. Hello. The key to this is to believe it and then exercise it. You know, I got written right here in the flyleaf of my Bible. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. I've said that for many, many years. I got a hold of that way back when I was a teenager from my dad. He's the one that started, he's the originator of it. I guess that's where I heard it from. And, you know, God would not tell us to do something that we can't do. And he says here, in my name, you'll do all these things. You know, the first part is the name of Jesus. The second part is for us to believe it and do it. You know, so what I want to talk to you about today is using the name of Jesus. Using the name of Jesus. You know, we're told in John 14:13, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. I want you to notice here, he says to ask the Father in his name. Jesus has been given all authority and all power. That came about when he died on the cross. He arose from the grave and ascended victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And there is not talking about It's not talking about physical death. It's talking about spiritual death. You need, and I say this all the time, but people do not discern when the word death is being used, whether it is physical death or spiritual death. The Bible says you were dead in your trespasses and sin. You were alive physically, but you were dead spiritually. Hello. Now, all authority has been given in the name of Jesus. Everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. You know, I have a book called Jesus' Name Above All Names. And I say there is saving, healing, delivering, life-giving power in the precious name of Jesus. There is more power in the name of Jesus than most of us have really understood. You know. Now, when you ask the Father in the name of Jesus, it's the same as Jesus asking. Hello. Now, you know, how many of you have brothers and sisters? How many of you have ever said because you thought brother or sister would have more influence with dad than you do, and you say, you go ask them. Anybody been there? Yeah, you go ask them. Why? Because you felt like that maybe they have more influence with mom or dad than you do. Hey, Jesus said, ask in my name and the Father will do it. It's the same. We can go to the Father in Jesus' name and ask, and it's the same as if Jesus was asking it. Amen. Come on. You know, heaven and earth and everything under the earth stands at attention at the name of Jesus. You know, we're often limited because we don't step out and use the name of Jesus like we should. Now, and we limit ourselves many times. Now look at John 16. John 16. Couple chapters over. John 16. We'll read the 23rd verse there. John 16, 23. Okay, looks like they got it down here. I'm gauging everything. I figure everybody else, if the front rows have got it, then I figure everybody else does. Okay, here we go. And in that day you will ask me nothing. For assuredly I say to you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive that your joy may be full. Now, this is Jesus talking to his disciples just before he's going away. Now, I want you to notice he said, up until now. Well, the reason he said that is because Jesus was with them. Hello. They could ask him whatever they wanted. Now, here he says, there is a time coming when you will ask the Father in my name. See here it says, in that day. What day is that? This day. Today. See, today is the day of salvation. To ask. That now is the time to ask for your healing in the Jesus' name. Now is the time to ask for your deliverance in Jesus' name. Today is the day to ask for provision in Jesus' name. Say it. Today is the day to ask in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus unlocks all the power and resources of heaven for you. The name of Jesus. Say it, Jesus. 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 You can't say that name three or four times without all of a sudden there begins to be a change in the atmosphere. Things begin to change.
Yes, it does.
See, the name of Jesus is to be used in all of your situations, but especially in difficult times. You know, when I've been in another country and I've been in a potentially dangerous situation, I've used the name of Jesus for protection. You know, there have been many times that I have dealt with custom lines in various countries. And if you've ever been to some of these countries, sometimes those custom officials can get very agitated because many times they want a bribe for you to be able to go get your luggage through. Anybody ever experienced that besides me? Yeah. And they get to hollering and going on chaos is breaking out. And I'm just standing there, man, and I just start saying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. All of a sudden, everything starts to quieten down, and they motion a whole bunch of us through without even checking our luggage. I'm serious. The name of Jesus will turn a situation around. You know, when you're in the presence of danger, use the name of Jesus. You know, you've heard me tell the story of how I experienced the awesome power of Jesus' name as I was riding motorcycle with my buddies in the mountains of Taipei and Taiwan there, just outside the city, down a few miles from the city. And I almost went off of the cliff. I would have if it hadn't been for the name of Jesus. I didn't have time to call a prayer meeting. I didn't have a cell phone to call anybody. Besides that, it was me and that motorcycle sliding toward a 1,000-foot drop off. All right? I'm kicking gears and I'm doing it and kicking the ground with my foot, trying to get the bike back up right where it belonged, and doing everything I knew to do in the natural, and nothing was working. I started hollering, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And just all of a sudden, that bike shot back up, and I remember hitting the ground and hearing the back tire squeal, and went up on the grass over here and on the side of the hill and came back down, and I was sitting in the middle of the road just like this, straddling that bike. And by this time, the guys, I was on the tail end of the bunch because I had the small, I was riding a 150 Honda Dream, and everybody else was on 650. This is 1964. They was riding a 64 Triumph Bonnevilles and BSA 500s and 200 Honda Scrambler. Y'all never seen them over here. and some other bikes. But I had the smallest one at 150 cc's, and I got the thing cracked wide open, you know, and trying to stay up. And we come around this corner between these mountains, and the wind was blowing. And of course, my bike's, you know, people don't realize it. When you're riding those motorcycles, the faster you get, if the wind hits you, it can cause you some problem. Any bike riders know what I'm talking about? It can cause a big problem, especially if you're in a corner and you already got the thing leaned over anyway. You know, but they come back and they shine their lights, and you could see where my back tire was sliding, and you could see where it slid right to the edge. And one guy said, "Man, you're lucky." Hagen said, "The the knobs on the side of that tire caught and pushed you by. I said, they ain't had nothing to do with it. I said, God reached down and pumped me back up, because there ain't no way that those tires grabbing the side of that was going to flip me up in the air and I'm going to hit the ground and squeal my tire when I hit the ground. Jesus. You know, when you're in danger, many times you don't have time to pray. You don't have time to call every prayer line in the country. Pray for me, I'm about to have a wreck. I know. I think it was a couple of three or four winters ago. Now, my wife's talking to my daughter on her cell phone, and all of a sudden Denise started hollering, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And then she was quiet for a minute. Lynette asked her why that. She said, well, and it was wintertime and it was icy. And she said, there was a car spinning straight at me on the highway. There was nowhere to go. She just started yelling, Jesus. And Denise said, it just spun off in the ditch right in front of her and went off. It didn't hit her, went off in the ditch. Somebody said, oh, she was lucky. No, it's Jesus. The power of the name of Jesus. Many Christians don't realize they use the name of Jesus in praying for other different things, but they never realize the power, protecting power that there is in the name of Jesus. Protecting power. See, if you only realize the power that there is in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm all the time. In fact, if you ride in the car with me, you'll hear me say it all the time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I was about 5 years old, Dad and Mom were out traveling like they were so many times, preaching. I was staying with my grandmother. We called her Pat's Mama. And the reason we did that is because my cousin... my dad's sister's daughter, Ruth, she couldn't say grandmother, but she could say Pat, and that was her mother's youngest brother, my dad's youngest brother, and she could say mama, and so she was trying to tell her mother, my aunt, Aunt Olita, about her grandmother, and she said, you know Pat's mama, and it stuck. All the grandkids called her that. In fact, everybody in McKinney, Texas that was her close friends called her that. But I was saying there, and I, you know, I'm five. I was sleeping there with her, and she woke me. Now, Pastor Mom was blind, and she woke me up, and she said, now, don't say anything. Just be quiet. She said, there's somebody trying to break in, and I looked. The window was right there. I turned back over and I whispered to her. I said, yeah, that old man that lived up the street. She said, yeah, he's been there for a while. But she just kept saying, Jesus, 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 real quiet. He had the screen off and he was trying to get in. Every time he put his leg up, he hit something and he'd pull it back down. Finally, he left. But she just kept saying the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. You know, I learned all of this about using the name of Jesus from Dad many, many years ago. But you need to learn to use the name of Jesus. You know, the name of Jesus, when we're fixing to leave and go somewhere, we always appropriate the name of Jesus. I say in my book, Jesus' Name Above All Names, on page 16, many of us don't fully realize the protecting power in the name of Jesus. But the same power is available to us today as it was in days gone by. See, you may not have authority over the country or the city where you're at, but you got authority over your where you're at. You know, and we need to realize that we have the authority. Now, we live in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is known as part of the Tornado Alley. Well, last night, they had tornado warning out, right? How many of you heard that on the news, on the radio or TV? Well, the minute I hear tornado warning, I don't wait for watch or tornado watch and then tornado warning. When they say tornado watch first and then warning is second, that means it's there. The minute I hear tornado watch is what I meant to say, I immediately start saying, in the name of Jesus, my property is protected. All of Rhema's property is protected in the name of Jesus. And then I say my son and daughter's property is protected. Because see, I have authority there. You can't take authority over something you don't have authority over. But I have authority over this property. I have authority with my son and my daughter. I can do, and I say, and I agree with all of my parishioners and Rhema people for protection. Now I can agree in the name of Jesus, but you're going to have to say it yourself. Let me understand where I'm coming from. Now you can agree with somebody in the name of Jesus, but you don't have that authority because you're not in control. How many understand where I'm coming from? So learn to do that. Man, I can't speak for others, but I can only speak for those that I have authority to speak. Amen? We never get on an airplane unless we claim no harm will come near us, no plague shall overtake us. Never get in the car to drive without using the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes when you begin to do that, then the Holy Spirit will speak to you. And you know, sometimes I've had this sense, hey, let's just wait a bit. I mean, I've been with Dad many times when we've done that, where he would say, we'd be at the car. And he said, no, we need to wait a little while. And when I was a kid traveling with him, and we'd get somewhere and there'd be a big wreck or something. And he'd say, if we'd have left when we were leaving, we'd have been right in the middle of that. Right. Yeah. See, when you start using the name of Jesus, then you open yourself up for the Spirit of God to begin to speak to you. Now, many people will override that. Oh, that's just my thinking. That's just my thing. No, it's the Spirit of God trying to tell you something. I know it's been several years ago now that we were scheduled, the church, it's been before the church started, we were scheduled to go fly out the next morning to go somewhere to preach. And Lynette probably remember that I woke up in the middle of the night and I woke her up and I said, we need to pray. I said, and we prayed for a while, maybe an hour, I don't know. And I said, if I don't get a release, we're not going. Now somebody said, well, man, you're supposed to be there to preach. I don't care. There are a lot of ministers today that have gone down or had wrecks because they said we had to get there in the Spirit of God. And the natural and the Spirit of God was telling them not to, but they did it anyway. You know, you hear Lynette give the illustration that happened 3 or 4 years ago, I think it is now. She left the office here, headed west there on Kenosha out there. And, you know, right down there at the corner where the signal light is. Well, she's heading there across the railroad track and is headed that direction. And she's getting close enough. She could see the light's green. And so she should have just kept going. But something said, slow down. Slow down. Well, in the natural, you would say, why slow down? The light is green. If I slow down, it may change. I can't get through it. You know, that's our natural thinking, right? But she followed that inward urge to slow down. And she had just got into the intersection. Here come a car about 100 miles an hour. Chung! And it went right in front of her. almost hit the nose of her car. But if she hadn't have slowed down, it would have hit her right in the side, right in the driver's door. See, that's why she always does it. She gets in the car, she always says, "Thank you, Jesus, for protection." Well, in so doing, then you open it up for the Spirit of God to begin to say something to you. You know, we got to make sure that we realize that we have a power with us all the time. But if we don't have an opportunity for it to work, it lies dormant. See, God is with you, and the power of God's with you all the time. But when you exercise the name of Jesus, you unleash that. See, they can hit a switch back there and we'd be in the dark. Now, the power is available. You can't say the power is not available. It's available. But you have to allow it to flow by hitting the switch. Then it flows to the light and turns it on. See, we have to realize that the power of God is always available for us. Through the name of Jesus, we release that power. Anybody getting anything out of this today? See, I want to encourage you to use the name of Jesus. You know, there's a song we used to sing. One of the lines in it, he's as close as the mention of his name. I think one of our singing groups, I think Dan Morrison used to sing that song. Dan used to sing that. Anybody remember Dan singing that? He's as close as the mention of his name. How many of you have sang that yourself, maybe? Yeah. He's as close as the mention of his name. When you mention his name, Jesus, you're turning the power loose. The power of God that will deliver you, that will set you free. The power of God that will protect you. The power, the healing power. All of it. See, it's time that we realize that everything must bow and come under subjection to the name of Jesus. It's time for us to use the name of Jesus. He said that he had given us that name. You know, we have something in the natural called power of attorney, right? Anybody ever been given the power of attorney? The power of attorney means that if you've been given that legally and it's signed, all that legal stuff you have to go through there, then that means you, if you say it or do it, it is the same as that person doing it. Is that not correct? Is that not correct? Well, you see, when he told us, up until now you haven't, but after there is a day coming, when you will ask in my name, there Jesus gave us the power of attorney. And when we use the name of Jesus, it's the same as him being there speaking it. It's the same as him being there. That ought to get you pumping a little bit. Amen. See, nothing can withstand the name of Jesus. It's the most powerful name there is. Not sickness, not disease, not lack, not poverty, not demon power, no situation or circumstance. You can rise up in the name of Jesus and control your life. Now, you can't control other people's lives, but you can control yours. You can control what goes on around you. Now, if they're with you, because they're with you, then they can come under that protection. See? How many understand where we're coming from? Anybody get anything out of this morning? The name of Jesus. 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 The name that's above every name. The name everything has to bow to. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet right now. And speak to something, a situation. Speak for protection. Speak for whatever in the name of Jesus. You go ahead and do it. I don't have your authority. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say that these things that the people are confessing in your name will come to pass in their life. I say the things that I have been confessing in Jesus' name, they have come into existence. No power can keep them from coming into existence. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Whisper his name,
Jesus.
Whisper his name,
Jesus.
Whisper his name,
Jesus.
And he will answer you. Oh, just whisper his name,
Jesus.
Whisper his name,
Jesus.
Whisper his name,
Jesus.
And he will answer you. Then sometimes you gotta call out his name,
Jesus.